Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
All right, welcome to episode 323 of the Auto Detailing Podcast. I'm Jimbo, your host, and I feel, Billy, I didn't tell you this before, Billy Bogus is our guest. Billy, welcome back.
Thank you, Jimbo.
And I didn't tell you this before, but after seeing your post on Facebook last week, I actually, for the first time in a long time, felt a little pressure to deliver on this episode. So I'm glad I'm not going at this alone. I'm glad we're on it together, but I'm really glad to give an update in the world of Billy Bogus.
Well, you owe me nothing, brother. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it as always.
Of course, of course. And last time we had you on, we talked, it was the first time on the show, and we talked only about, or really all around, the dealership detailing aspect of it. So we talked about, you know, how you work for the dealership. They send you overflow cars at night. And as we begin to develop develop our relationship, but talk more and more and more, I've learned that you think a lot like I do, that you have kind of your main gig and then you have a side gig, and you've always had that. And within the dealership space, that was kind of how it was, right? Like, your main gig was working for the dealership, and then your side gig was your own detailing business, having them sending you overflow cars. But then, since then, you started this new venture called American Detailer Garage, and with that, some subsequent products. Can you tell us why you started this product line, and then what products you currently have, and then maybe towards the tail end, hint at something that you may have coming down the pipe, if you can?
Absolutely, sure. Well, people know me the best, you know, for doing wholesale stuff. I've got videos out there of cutting down dealies in 3 hours, and you know, how you can possibly make $100 an hour as a wholesale detailer. I know a lot of groups out there in forums bash the dealership and wholesale, you know, guys, but there actually is money in that. And I'm not going to say there's money on every job, but as a whole, I think I'm known more for showing people how to make money in the dealership wholesale market. I've worked in it for years. You know, the retail side of things, the wholesale, the auction house, the body shops, I've been in every sector and every corner of this dealership. Or of this industry, I mean. But, you know, I found holes along the way. I use a lot of products. And the detailing chemical industry itself is a very crowded market. A lot of really good chemicals exist out there. They are. But during the process, I just started finding ways, or I guess you'd say holes in the game. And I'm not going to mention companies by name, but they discontinue things. And it leaves, you know, it leaves a hole for other things to open up. And so I decided to start my own process of developing a rinseless wash, one that had to be very, very good. I wanted to have the best glass cleaner on the market. So let's be honest with one another, okay? Everybody has a rinseless wash, a waterless wash. Everybody has one, but that's kind of the barrier of entry today, okay? So you got a rinseless wash. We roll our eyes. Okay, good to go. But what if we can take that same product and make it the best glass cleaner on the market? What if we can take one product and make it so versatile that you can use it on just about anything and it works every single time? It doesn't matter if you're a professional or you're a weekend enthusiast. One product that works every single time. Humidity, it doesn't matter. It works every single time. So we started a venture to build that product, and it took a few months, but we ended up with Wipeout. And to this day, Wipeout has become very popular. It's a great product. Obviously, I stand behind it. It is what it is. I think you know, as the summer and the spring come on, I think we're going to get more notoriety. I think we're going to get more people that's going to sign on to and say, I'm going to try this product. and give it a shot, and I think they're going to be happy with it. F-Bomb is our multi-purpose cleaner. Again, I thought that the industry could use a multi-purpose cleaner that was versatile. So, you know, F-Bomb is a soap-based multi-purpose cleaner, so you can use it on interiors, exteriors, wheels, tires, wheel wells, engines, leather seats, pretty much anything. I've got videos out there where I'm doing window cleaning with F-Bomb. I wouldn't suggest that, you know, but it's just something. I went through extremes. And
yep.
With our product, I went through extremes. They had to be exactly as advertised. They couldn't be, you know, a bunch of fluff. There's a lot of stuff on the market today that's just hype, a lot of marketing hype, but I want our products to be made by a detailer for detailers, and it had to absolutely work, and they do. F-Bomb, because it's so based, you know, the chemical makeup of it, it works fantastic for everything, even on the outside of a vehicle. If you want to pre-soak, some of our guys are using the foam cannon and rinsing cars down, washing them with F-Bomb. You can do that. It's safe to do that. You know, it's not a car wash, but if you're going to cut a car down and polish it out anyway, it's not going to hurt anything. So what we did was we found little holes in the market where we thought we could fill those spots. And the reception we've got has been overwhelming. And the guys that have bought into F-Bomb and Wipeout have been very, very pleased with it. Coming next month.
Yep. You know, ooh, yeah. Okay. I'm getting excited.
F-Bomb is obviously red, and Wipeout's blue. So we had a hole to fill, right? We had white because we're American Detail Garage. So.
Now, I love when there's little, you know, sorry to cut you off, but detailers tend to have it goes more than just cars, right? It starts to blend into our lives. So I just thought of that when you said red and blue, and I'm like, wait, when's the white coming?
The white should have already been there. We've been working on this for a while, and I wanted to get it right. You know, anytime we put something on the market, yeah, anybody can make chemicals and just throw them out on the market, but I want our stuff to actually be staples that you can use in your detailing arsenal, make you money every single day. That was what was important to me. The products aren't going to make me rich. I know that. But, you know, so it was very important to me we put out a good product when it's ready for release. So we have Valor. Valor is our synthetic spray sealant, the spray wax. It's going to be light, so it fulfills the red, white, and the blue that falls right in line with American Detailer Garage. That's going to get released about the third week of March. And we're very, very excited. It's a product that's a spray on. It's actually formulated to be a drying aid for a rinseless wash, because a lot of things I do, most of the things I do are rinseless wash. So we wanted to formulate this product to be a, you know, a drying aid for a rinseless wash method, but you can also use it as a standalone spray on sealant. And you can expect 45 to 60 days, maybe 90 days. You know, how conditions vary.
Right.
Just something that's affordable for guys, something that can make them money. A lot of our guys that's in the group, they do wholesale and they do retail. They're not making $1,000 a car. Mm-hmm. They're making, you know, $200, $500. But if we can put a synthetic polymer out there that's going to give you and your customer the results that you're looking for and put money in your pocket at the same time, that's what I stand for, and that's what American Detailer Garage stands for. That's not going to change. I want to help you make money.
Well, and the thing is, here's what I tell a lot of people, especially when it comes to the whole longevity debate, and I bring that up because you brought up the, you know, 45 to 60 to maybe 90 days. It could last forever, right? If you're reapplying and re-upping. Oh, yeah. That kind of my gripe on coatings right now is people wanting to, or companies wanting them to be brought back in a year, and they need to be clayed and whatever. And it's like, well, what the heck? Then it's not a 7-year coating. It's a 1-year coating. You know what I mean? That needs to be top. So,
yeah.
But so then it gets into at least my argument, and it sounds like this will be, since you said, I think you said it was going to be a spray, if it's easy to apply and easy to work with, you'll use it more often, right? So even put in the hands of a customer, they'll use it more often, especially if it's a drying aid and then it kind of, you know, works with the rinseless and all that. It's like, so it really could be indefinite protection, right? If used often. Anyway.
Yeah, my thought was...
That's my soapbox, I guess.
No, I'm with you 100%. You got enough guys that they're trying to recreate, we're trying to reinvent the wheel. So we got a silica probe, and I could go on, you know, about that too, but, and I'll touch on that in a second. But no, what I wanted was my whole thought process was my background. You know, if you're cranking cars, you're turning a lot of cars, 40, 50, 60, maybe 80 cars a month, and you want something to give to your customer, and maybe you're maintaining the customer vehicle every month or every 2 months. Okay. If they're let's be honest with one another. Okay. If somebody's paying you to maintain their car, they have a vested interest in the condition of their car. So they're going to call you repeatedly. Maybe they're not a coding customer. That's fine. A lot of them are not. A lot of my customers are not coding customers. But if we can revisit you every 30, 60, 45 days, whatever, then we already know that this product's going to last. I can sit here and tell you, Jim, but the product's going to last a year. And maybe people will buy the product. But I want to be honest with people.
Right.
The reason that we want to make the product is we want to, number one, make it affordable for you, the detailer. We want to give you a product that's going to get you to the next maintenance stage.
Right.
The next thing you maintain that vehicle.
Yep.
It's up to the customer. At the end of the day, the longevity of the product is not on the manufacturer. It's on the end consumer. It's on the end buyer.
100%.
If I do your car, you don't call me back. That's not my fault. It's your fault.
Right. Right.
You know, I'll tell you this. A lot of companies are coming out with the SiO2 stuff, and we revisited this when we were developing Valor. And I could have made Valor an SiO2 product.
Mm.
This is what I'll tell you. You know I like to throw bombs.
Let's do it.
You can go out there and make a freaking product and call it an SiO2 all you want, okay? But the SiO2 content is less than a synthetic polymer, then you really have shit. You got nothing.
Right.
A synthetic polymer is tried and true. It's been used for decades in the industry. That's why we went with the synthetic polymer. If I would have went SiO2, it would have probably went outside the budget of people who wanted to purchase that product. We might have been $60, $80, maybe $125 a gallon, maybe $100 a gallon.
Right.
Okay? But what's the actual content of the raw materials in that product? I would rather deliver you a synthetic polymer that's true to the label that we put on there.
Right.
Exactly what we say. When they sell you SiO2, are you buying a product for what it can do for you, or are you buying a product for what they say is inside the product, the ingredient?
Right.
I can bullshit you all day long.
Right.
You want to buy my bullshit, or you want to buy a product?
Right. Right.
That's why we went with the synthetic polymer.
Got it. And you are, I feel like, going against the grain and actually telling the truth for what's in the bottle. Unlike some companies sometimes.
I've been that guy, Jim. I bought all that stuff and been like, I read the label and what it was, and I'm like, maybe I paid too much for this. We get a lot of followers. You know, we got over 1,000 members in our group, and when they, I know, I come from the trenches. If I spend, make $125, $250 on a detail job, and I'm going to spend $100 on your product, it damn well better be what you advertise.
Right.
And oftentimes that's not the case. And I'm not calling anybody out by name. All I can talk about is American Detailer Garage and the products that we make and put out there. I want you to, I understand, I know. I know firsthand what it takes to make that dollar. I want to give you the most money, the most value for your dollar. That's what I want to give you back. I want our products to make you money. And they have. I mean, we're doing well.
You know? Mm-hmm.
We're going to continue that. We can release 21 chemicals tomorrow, this or that, all kinds of crap. But if it doesn't make you any money, it's not going to make you rich. If it doesn't make me rich, and it doesn't make you money, then we've got a net zero. It doesn't help anybody.
Right. There was a product, this made me think of, someone sent me the picture of a product or something, and it was not a well-known product at all. I'd never even heard of it, So it wasn't any product that you're probably thinking of right now. It wasn't that product, but it was this product that one of those that claimed to do everything. Like you could shine the tires, you could clean the windows, you can freaking everything, right? And so the guy's like, oh, have you ever heard of this product? And he sent me a screenshot, and I was like, no, I never heard of it. But then I started doing, you know, the initial marketing is that it can do anything and everything, right? And I went on the person's website and read more information, and I always go for the fine print, right? Like I read whatever the smallest print on the website is, I try to find it. And when I found that, I started taking screenshots and circling stuff to send back to my friend that was sending it to me. And I said, basically all this is a tire shine. Like it's just tire shine. And that's why it makes the one piece of marketing I saw was it said it could be used on paint, and then I never saw that ever again. But it was like, you know, it could be used on saddlebags and could be used on leather and could be used on trim. It could be used on tires, you know, and like all this crap. And I'm like, it's tire shine. Like it's just expensive tire shine at that, you know, because marketing's expensive. But anyway, so I all that to say I appreciate you putting out a product
and being honest about what that product is, you know? And so that's everything I've seen from American Detailer Garage, especially in the Facebook groups and stuff like that, is one, an overwhelming sense that people love the product. Two, an overwhelming sense an overwhelming amount of honesty. And that's what I've always appreciated about you too. And which is why I've had you back on the show and why I want to talk about, you know, your journey and all this too. But I thought it would be good to talk about American Detailer Garage, considering we haven't really talked about that other than the Facebook group. So I, all that to say, I appreciate your honesty.
Thanks, brother. I think, you know, everybody, when a new product comes out, everybody is apprehensive, you know, well, what is this? And I, like I said, I've been on that side, and coming from the manufacturer side now of making chemicals and products, and I can relate to the retail end of actually buying stuff before, you know, I can relate both ways. And I know how I felt when I spent lots of money on products that maybe I used or didn't use. I gave a bunch of it away. I just want people that they're going to buy our label, our brand, American Detailer Garage. I want, number one, I want you to feel like the money you spent was well spent. And I want our products to make you money. That's what matters to me. You know, mm-hmm. If you don't want to buy our products, I get it. I understand. Mm-hmm. I expect you to be apprehensive,
mm-hmm.
but I hope that when you get in your hand that you realize that we could have put out 21, 30, 50 different chemicals by now.
Yep.
But all we wanted to do was create a few products. I'm not looking for a big lineup of products. We just want to put a few products out there that's going to make detailers money. This is our legacy, our name, and this is the industry that I love. You know, so I'm going to take care of it.
So then with that, I'm sure the moment everyone's been waiting for, you put this post. Let me see if I could pull it up really quick and read it just to give people that maybe didn't see it some context. Let me see if I scroll. Was that on your personal Facebook page, or was that in the American Detailer Garage?
One of them. Yeah, it was both. I posted both.
Okay. Let me see. Wow, people really tagging on a lot of stuff. Okay. Let me see if I can go over here, because I should have had this pulled up first, but I really want to give some context to, or you know what might be easier if I go on my page. Sorry to do that. Okay, here we go. So this is the post you tagged me in. And this is what kind of spun this whole, well, we had talked about this podcast, but this is really what really put it into motion. This is from Billy Bogus on February 9th. It says, "The era of dealership detailing has ended for me. A new opportunity and a whole new vision awaits. Tune into the Auto Detailing Podcast soon for more details." So I can't wait to go back to that post and throw out a link for everyone to listen. But what is the new opportunity? What's the whole new vision? How much of that can you share? And why the end of dealership detailing for Big Billy?
Okay. Well, just quickly, I'll touch it in case guys didn't, listen to the first podcast we did together and follow us along. So about a year ago, I'm a truck driver. I drove a truck for 18 years. So I drove a truck and I detailed cars. I worked about 18 to 20 hours a day, 6-7 days a week for the last 17 years. And, so I was already dialed in as a detailer. Obviously I drove a truck to feed my family and take care of what I had to take care of. About a year ago, the dealership contacted me. At this point, I already had two other car lots. Dealership contacts me, said our shop burned down, and we'd like for you to detail our cars. So at that point, I picked up my third dealership. Two car lots, one dealership. So I'm doing 40 cars a month for them. They rebuild their shop, and they want to hire me. I turned the job down several times. I'm like, I just kind of knew how it was going to go. I just know how this thing works. I've been around it for so long. They told me that, we're different. We're going to do things different. And so I said, okay. So I started driving a truck. I wanted to come home to my family every night, like normal families do. And I took the job. Eight to five, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And I took the job, and I still had, so at this point, I got three other car lots and a dealership. So, should be plenty of side work. Should be plenty.
Right.
The agreement with the dealership was that they were going to hire me to come in there, train their guys, cut costs, and they were going to pay me, a decent amount of money. So, the agreement was that anything over that would be, so I guess I need to back up a little bit. My job was to go in there and cut costs.
Right.
So you've got vendors that come in there and do touch-up paint and stuff like that. Well, I can fix scratches. I can do touch-up paint. Great. So we can cut that vendor. I can fix stains. We can cut that vendor that comes in and fixes stains. I can do all that. They were spending about $800 a month on degreaser. I cut them back to about, I think it was $60 a year. from $800 a month to $60 a year on degrees. Right? I cut their water costs. The water company came out there and they're like, they for a while they couldn't figure out what's going on, but they cut their water bill back. We increased efficiency, increased retention in the dealership because they couldn't keep people. And they told me, said, you know, your salary is based upon what you saved us. So really, you cost us nothing. I said, great. But for me to work for you, I have to have some overflow. So I took a huge pay cut coming from driving a truck to come run their shop. It was about $200 a week. They said, well, I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think we're going to have plenty of overflow for you. We're going to take care of you. And, you know, they fell in love with us, okay? So we go in there, and after about maybe 4 or 5 months, contentment sets in, I guess, maybe. You know, I can't speak for them, but contentment sets in, and they start kind of cutting back on what their original offer was. So they, and you tell me if I'm telling too much, but they, in fact, they had a bean counter come in.
Yeah.
The bean counter said, well, you're paying this guy, this is my speculation based on what I saw, you're paying the guy a salary to come in here and work Monday through Friday, and then you're paying him on the side. You're giving him two checks a week. Why are you paying this guy, Billy Bogus? You're giving Billy Bogus a check. You're writing a check to Billy Bogus Perfection Custom Detailing. Why are you writing two checks when you can write one check and get the same result? And I think they listened to their bean, their accountant, their bean counter.
Yeah, because I think, and not to cut you off, but I think what happens sometimes, and I've heard this so many times in other industries, but they set up a meeting and they're looking at black and white numbers on a piece of paper. And they're not looking, and they're just looking at that month, right? They're not looking at the past. They're not looking at the future. They're not looking at, you know, they don't care. You're just a number. You have an employee number, and you have money going out every month to you. And they feel, for whatever reason, that person feels like sometimes you're making too much money because maybe you were making, maybe they were paying you more money than that person was making, right? So for whatever reason, whatever screwed up reason, that person feels like, well, why is Billy making more money than I am? That's not fair. You know, and then they start to sabotage you. It sounds freaking weird to normal people like you and I, but I've heard it happen over and over and over and over. So sorry not to cut you off, but that was my input on that.
Let me say this, and I want everybody to listen to this. I don't care if you own a dealership, you work for a dealership. I don't care who you are. I'm going to say this once. You can replace your most talented mechanic in your shop. I don't give a damn what you're paying him. I don't care how talented he is. You can replace that mechanic faster than you can replace a highly qualified and talented detailer. Your sales staff, your F&I guy, whoever it is, you can replace all those people faster than you could ever replace that type of detailer. And I'm not tooting my own horn. I know I'm very good at it. Everybody knows that.
Right.
I have to talk about it. But you can replace everybody in your dealership for the most part faster than you can replace that style of detailer. So, you know, my wife's and she's like, you just don't belong there.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, so they were cutting me a check for what I do during the week, the money I save them, because remember, they're paying me based off what I save them. I'm actually not costing them anything.
Right, right.
So I think they're probably listening to him. So the long story short is they started cutting off my overflow. They said, you know, the only thing we can send you is our trade-ins. We can't send you our auction cars because we have auction fees, transportation costs. We have all that factored in. And mind you, Jimbo, I'm charging like $125, $150, $175 a car.
Right.
Okay? So if your margins are that slim, I don't know if there's anything I can do to help you.
Right.
But that being set aside, they said the only thing we can send you is our trade-ins, okay? So if you work for a dealership, you've been around a dealership, 50% of your trade-ins are freaking junk. They're just junk.
Right.
They're going to the auction. We don't even get them. They just go straight to an auction truck.
Right.
They go to the auction. Now you've cut my income by 75%, my side income.
Mm.
At the same time, and I kind of have to back up a little bit to the whole story, where I'm at, Fort Knox, the Armor Brigade. Everybody knows Fort Knox, the gold vault, the military, the tanks. Well, they pulled out the Armor Brigade. They pulled out the 233rd Transportation Unit out of that. That was our economy. They pulled all that out several years ago. So over the last 5 years or so, our local economy has kind of went boom, down, 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 down.
Mm.
So I was reduced to a dealership and three car lots. It just so happens that my three car lots pretty much have been dead. They haven't sent me much of anything. The dealership, we already talked about that, how they did things. So
right.
Effective today, which is February the 18th. Yep. I have detailed one car out of my shop this year. One car. I've done 17 cars since October 1st.
Wow.
So, you know, it wasn't going to work. I couldn't make it happen.
Right.
It was hurting my family. You know, so I had a choice to make. And I guess this is where we go to the next subject. But I had a choice to make. I could have went back to driving a truck like I did for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could have pursued something else. Well, let me tell you what, man. American Detailer Garage wasn't a freaking mistake. It wasn't a joke. It wasn't an accident. It was on purpose with focused intent. And for that brand to succeed and move forward, I felt like I had to be right. I don't do fake. I don't wear two faces. I'm not
right.
that smart. So to continue the brand forward, I felt like I had an obligation to the industry and to the brand to stay in the industry.
Mm.
All right? And my good friend Paul Montgomery. My good friend Paul Montgomery, buddy of mine, he owns a shop in Cincinnati. He runs a high-end shop, mostly doing coatings and corrections. He said, dude, why don't you just come up and work for me?
Mm.
And this was a couple of months ago, and I was like, you know, I would love to. I wish I could make that happen, dude. You know, that sounds cool. I got my own gig going here. You know, I got all these car lots. At some point, they're going to turn around. Another week went by. My wife said to me, they start cutting my wife's hours at work. And we're looking at each other, and we're like, we're going to go bankrupt. If we don't make a choice
right.
in the next couple of months, we're going to go bankrupt. You know, because life happens. Just shit happens,
right.
bro.
Right.
Shit happens. So, I don't believe in blaming other people. I believe in taking responsibility and taking action.
Mm.
That's what I believe in. So last week I went to work for Paul Montgomery, Eastside Auto Spa in Cincinnati, Ohio. I went to work with him. The reason I did that was, number one, I want to help him expand his company. And I'm not going to go too much into this.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever you feel comfortable. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Development. But so basically, I am effectively retiring from the hands-on detailing. I'm going to retire from it, and I'm going to go up there and help him run his shop.
Yep.
We're going to hire some guys, and I'm basically going to oversee the operation of his shop.
And what a huge win for him, too. I mean, I don't know, Paul. I don't know your guys' relationship or dynamic at all. All I can see is that from the lens of me, if I were to have a Billy Bogus out here that was willing to help me, you know, the hardest part is to find help and reliable employees and workers and helpers, right? So, like, if I could have someone as talented as you, as passionate about you, and as motivated as you to come along and be like my right-hand man, I'd be freaking all over that. That would be, like, a huge win, I would think, you know?
Well, let's be honest. And Paul is not going to sink or swim based on Billy Bogus. Paul built this company up. You know, he did the groundwork, and then just, you know, he'd done a very, very good job, built a very reputable company, a very, very good shop. He's not going to sink or swim.
What's his shop called?
Eastside Auto Spa.
Okay.
In Cincinnati, Blue Ash, Ohio. He, you know, he's not going to succeed or fail based on what Billy can do. But what he will do is expand, and that's what I'm dedicated to, expanding his operation.
Right,
he's
right,
a great
right.
guy. He's one of our inner circle guys. We do high-end stuff. We don't even do dealership stuff. If we do, it's coatings, corrections. It's all high-end stuff.
Mm.
So I guess you can look at two sides. You know, number one, I'm not closing my shop.
Right.
My shop's still here. I'm going to rip my house out. I'm going to keep my shop open. But I'll be in Cincinnati through the week helping him run his shop. But the most important thing I want to leave here is that he's going to give me the opportunity to expand American Detailer Garage.
Yes.
We're going to put our focus on this brand.
Yep.
It just so happens I'm helping him run his brand. And don't get me wrong. When I'm on his clock and I'm working with him, I'm all in for Eastside. Don't get me wrong. I get my time. You know, I do. I get my time. I'm going to revisit this right here in just a second. But I want to help him expand because obviously the more he makes, the more I make. Okay. I want to make more money. I want him to make more money. I am not going to go forward in the detailing industry necessarily as a hands-on detailer. I've already worked in every sector of this industry. Now I'm going to complete the circle with the high end. So we worked on $100,000 cars this year, this week. So $100,000 cars. So everybody knows
wow.
Billy's the wholesale guy, the retail guy, the dealership guy. And one part of this, it's not so much for me, but to solidify the brand. So here's a guy that leads a brand that can do everything. I've done everything, body shop, wholesale, retail, high production, you know, high-end retail. I've done it all now. At this point, I've done everything there is to do in this industry except for airplanes. Everything else, I've done everything there is to do. So, you know, so going to back it just a little bit to the last week when I was at the dealership, I had to give my notice of when I was going to move on. And I'm on the phone 4 to 5 hours a night, every night when I come home from work. I'm on the phone doing ADG stuff, you know, talking with guys, you know, making sure that you can reach out and touch me. You know, we're still connecting to the industry, connecting to our suppliers, our distributors, the lab, all that stuff. It was, obviously takes time with my family. But last week, after I gave my notice at the dealership, told me I was going to leave, the mood kind of changed there. And all of a sudden, they were focused on what I was doing. So if I stepped outside and I was on the phone for 10 minutes, all of a sudden, I was taking up their time. Now, back up and remember when they told me that they pay me based on what I saved them. I wasn't costing them anything. So one Friday, I was in there. I was checking in with my guys next door, the quality pre-owned guys. They come in and they do the oil change, tire rotation. They check everything over. Then it comes to us. I'm trying to prioritize. My job is to prioritize the work that comes in and goes out. Boss comes in. He's like, Billy, I'm not going to pay you to stand around. If you're just going to stand around, just go home. I said, all right, fuck it. I quit. I'm done. You know, I'm not going to fill up your shit. I don't have to. So I start walking to my truck. I'm like, you know, I'm out of here. I don't need you. He's like, you know, he comes over, he starts running his mouth, and I'm just like, and I was like, you fucked me, dude. You fucked me. Straight up, you fucked me. You told me you were going to send me the overflow. You didn't do it. You put me in a jam. I laid all my cards out on the table. You know, remember what I said a minute ago? I don't play games. I don't wear two faces. When you hired me, I laid my cards out on the table. I told you exactly what I had to make. You looked at me and told me that wouldn't be a problem. You appreciate me. How you fell in love with me. Now you get comfortable. You get complacent. Now I'm a lag on your time. No matter what I do, I'm a lag. I'm a drag on your time. So you know what? Jam up your ass. Yeah, I'm washing your towels. My wife is washing your towels. We're not billing you for that. I'm just doing that to help you guys out. And you don't appreciate that? Then he came back at me and he was like, well, why don't we try to work this thing out, man? Because you're a valid asset to this, you know, to this the dealership. So throughout the day, I thought about it. At the end of the day, Jim, I was like, you know, here's your key. I'm done. I'm out of here. I don't need this shit. You have to understand one thing. American Detailer Garage is not going to be a freaking joke. You're not going to make fun of us. We don't stand out there for you to make freaking fun of us. You're not going to trample on me. You're not going to make me have to be a sucker either. That doesn't fly. I don't give a shit. We'll pay our bills. We'll find a way to pay our bills. But I'll be damned if you're going to walk on my name and walk on my brand. It's not going to happen. You're not going to build your dealership on our name, and you're damn sure not going to stomp my flag. And that's where I drew the line.
I don't mean to laugh because it's not funny. I just love your passion and your enthusiasm behind it, and I think that is why you're seeing success with the ADG Garage or the ADG brand. See, I tried to use the acronym, be all cool, and it didn't work. But you know, I think people share that same passion, and this industry is such a passion-driven industry, and so that's why you're seeing so much success on top of the products being outstanding. But more than that, it's like the passion behind it, that enthusiasm that you just showed through that little dialogue right there is what people go, yes, that's what I want.
Oh, so I want people to know, you know, if anything else, I want people to know that I could have went a different career path.
You could have taken the easier path. Yeah, 100%. You could have taken the easier. You could have been the guy driving a truck, slinging product until the product got really going, and then you could stop driving the truck, and then all you could do was sling product and never even touch a car. You know?
Well, you know a lot more than I'm going to tell on this podcast. You already know a lot more than I'm going
definitely.
To tell. But I will tell you that, you know, it's not an easy choice. You know,
right.
I'll just go ahead and tell you, a lot of the guys already know because I posted it, but, you know, I sold my sniper rifle, I sold my SCAR, my assault rifle, and I sold my motorcycle. I sold all this stuff, man, living in a hotel in Cincinnati, you know, and, because I believe in a dream. So that's what I had to bank on. When the money runs out, we'll see what happens, where we go from there. But right now I've sold everything that mattered to me to make this dream a reality. I could have went back to driving a truck and never sold anything. And I could have walked away. But
right.
What would that have done to the brand? What would that have done
right.
to the 1,000 members of American Detailer Garage that believe in this brand?
Yep.
If I'd have just walked out on them. You know?
Yep.
So I sold the things that meant the most to me. To have the money, and it's an amazing thing because you're selling an asset in lieu of a hotel room,
But also in lieu of a dream, you know, and also in lieu of the brand, you know. But I know what you're saying.
I think when they will tell a bigger story, you know the details of that more. You know, I'm not gonna go into that. But
and that's why I wanted to have you on, because that's, I just want to be a part of your journey. So it's selfish for me, because I just want to be the guy that be like, I remember Billy. I remember Billy one time. He was on my show one time.
I tell you what, man, it's anybody that knows us knows that, you know, I don't have a mom and dad I can call up, you know, really for advice much. I don't have a mom and dad I can call up for money if I get in a hole. We don't have in-laws. Beth and I are the same way. We don't have anybody to call. We pretty much are the breakout of our entire family. You know, we're the ones that took a chance and made something happen. And I will tell you that this industry is the only thing in life that's ever been good to us. This detailing industry from, you know, going way, way back 22 years ago, it's the only thing that's ever been good to us. And one thing about me is I'm loyal. I'm loyal to a fault.
Right.
And this industry that's been good to me, I will be here till the end. I don't care if I don't have anything left. Because you know what, Jimbo? If we become, you know, wildly successful, we can write a book about it and it'll be successful. If we crash, fail, and we burn, then we can write a book about it and it'll be successful. You know, it's just, we've had nothing. I've been homeless, you know, before. There's so many things I would like to say that I can't say, but I've been homeless before. I know what it's like to not have a home. So I'm not afraid. My wife is not afraid. Beth is not afraid. She's with me. We believe in the industry. We believe in the brand. And not only are we going to talk about it, we're going to freaking live it.
Yep.
Bet on that.
Yep. So how can, if people want to try your product, first of all, but if they want to watch your journey and see really, I think you're at a fork in the road. And I think, you know, the one way was just to kind of fizzle out, go away, like you talked about, but the path you took is going to see extreme growth. So how, if people want to follow that growth, if they want to get behind the brand, if they want to try your products, buy your products, see you, how can they find you on the interwebs?
Well, you know, you can look me up on Facebook, Billy Bogus. You can follow our group, American Detailer Garage. Submit, you know, we have a questionnaire. You got to fill out the questions because we had to start screening. You know, we want the group to be whole and pure. So, if you let, you know, just answer the stupid questions and we'll approve you. If you want to buy our products, Wipe Out, F-Bomb, and Valor's coming up. We have another one coming up, Revolt. We ain't talking about that. Mm. But currently, right now, we have three distributors. We have AmericanDetailerGarage.com. We have AutoFiber.com out in the west coast of San Diego. Ian's been very, very good to us.
Yep.
We have CarProUS.com in Florida. And we have AutoAllergy.com in Pittsburgh. And also, we're working with Brandon McComb and Detailed Review down in Texas. He's starting to carry some of our stuff as well.
You got the whole country covered.
We're working on Adam Cote out in, I think he's in San Diego. He's starting to carry some of the Wipeout stuff.
Okay.
With the Ceramic Pro guys. We're growing. We're expanding. But check us out in any of those places. If you want to check us out, like I said, if you're serious about a group that you want nothing but the unapologetic truth and a real place to call home, American Detailer Garage. Just look us up on Facebook. Put in a request. Let's get you in there. That's where you belong.
Love it. And Billy, I appreciate you coming on the show and kind of giving us an update, talking about taking time out of your Sunday to do so. I know we had a couple other appointments to do this and life kind of got in the way for both of us. So I appreciate that. I appreciate everyone else listening. I'll have all that linked up at autodetailingpodcast.com as well. And so thanks everyone for listening. Go follow Billy. Check it out. You won't be disappointed with his video post. I know Billy in Florida at Mobile Tech, we were giving you crap about your videos, but, I know a lot of us get a ton out of it. So keep up with the videos as well. yeah, thanks again for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jimbo. Thank you as always for the Auto Detailing Podcast. Thank you so much.